Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels storm.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning, Indiana. As we again awake from the many unprecedented liberty-stripping mandates and the tragic loss of life of dear loved ones from the COVID-19 that have taken place these last several months, let us realize that the Apostle Paul clearly reveals to us that the mystery of iniquity is at work in the earth, more so now in the 21st century than even when Paul penned those noble words 2,000 years ago in the second book of Thessalonians. The man of sin, or the son of perdition, otherwise known as the Antichrist, is on the threshold to make his presence known on the world stage. But God has his restrainer, who has prevented this blasphemer from making his appearance for 2,000 years. My new sermon series is about the restrainer himself, who is the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, the third person of the Godhead. The title of this series is The Messenger. The great 18th century evangelist George Whitefield, the father of the first Great Awakening, said the Holy Spirit was the least known, least loved, and least worshiped member of the Trinity. So, I will attempt to make him known to you these next several weeks. The primary work of the Holy Spirit is to transmit the resurrected Lord to mankind. He brought and still brings power and comfort to the Lord's church. He is also commonly known as a comforter. In this series, we will look at his person, who he is. I will discuss the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the day of Pentecost, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the temple of our body, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and the work of sanctification, the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit, and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, including the fruit of the Spirit, plus much, much more. Each Sunday here on Freedom 95, a new segment of each of my sermons, about 26 minutes worth, are played with a short overlap of the previous week to refresh your memory about the prior week's message. The topic of the Holy Spirit is immense, and I pray the Holy Spirit will draw you to listen this morning. Remember, a significant moniker for Crown of Life Baptist Church on this radio station, our website, and Facebook page is "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." When he is not present, neither is liberty. Just look at the many countries in the world today where liberty does not exist. My friend, Paul earnestly pleads with us to heed the Lord's ominous warning to quench not the Spirit. The Messenger, Part 3.
We are known as a country that respected liberty, right? We protected people's liberty. Our founding fathers and the preachers in the pulpits talked extensively about the subject of liberty. Your liberty, my liberty, each other's liberty, and we had liberty. We are recognized in the world as a nation of freedom, of liberty. That's all due to the Holy Spirit. That's all due to a great revival that took place, a great awakening on the shores of America. And God worked through that revival, worked through men who pieced together the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. But when the Spirit of God withdraws, what else withdraws? Liberty. Liberty. When the Spirit of God withdraws, is pulled back, what else is reduced? Liberty. Your liberties are taken. Your liberties are taken. And an excellent example of that is just what we've gone through with the lockdown. How does a governor, a single individual, issue an edict and forces the police to enforce that? No law, no statute, no bill was passed by representative in the legislative branch. The executive branch mandated that. And that's the loss of your liberties. That's why the president had to make that statement that all houses of worship are essential and they, in every state, they should be opened up. And the fighting that's going on in the political theater that we see right now. But the liberty disappears. We go into dictatorship, we go into tyranny, and all kinds of wickedness. So the Holy Spirit is called the power of the highest. And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee." This is when the seed of Christ was placed in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And it says here, again, I'll read it. "The angel answered and said unto her, 'The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.'" So the Holy Ghost is called the power of the highest. That's a name you see quite a bit in the Old Testament. Almighty God, the highest. He is the highest. The Spirit of Glory, it is also called the Spirit of Glory. We read in 1 Peter 4:14, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." So the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, Roman numeral 2 in your notes, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. And we'll talk about what took place in Pentecost. But John the Baptist reveals to us early on in his ministry, this, before Jesus came on the scene, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchets of whose shoes I am not worthy to loose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." And the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's when you get saved, you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. We'll discuss what took place in Acts chapter 2. In the first incident of baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of fire, when is that going to take place? That's at the judgment. "And I knew him not." Remember, our God is a consuming fire. So if you're going to stand in his presence, you're going to be what? Baptized in his fire. Okay, you're going to be baptized with fire. Our God is a consuming fire. "I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." Now, this is a particular case. This is a peculiar case. Only with Jesus do we see the descending of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God falling upon him was visible. When you got saved, when I got saved, it was invisible. We didn't see the Holy Spirit descending. But when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus Christ at his baptism, it was visible. The dove in Jesus' baptism is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. "Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened." Okay, now they must have saw the clouds all parted, and who knows how far up they could see into the heavens. But something was particular about this. The heaven was open, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape, like a dove, upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." And so God was well pleased with the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. In John's account, we read, "And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending." So John saw it. He said, "I saw it. The Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." So the Holy Spirit is represented in a dove, okay? So where do we learn about a dove? The first place in the scriptures is on Noah's Ark, about a dove. Okay, look at this next bullet point. "No sooner had the judgment flood spent its fury," means the rains had stopped, the flooding had ceased on the face of the earth, God's judgment. Noah, a type of Christ, in the ark, a type of redemption, a type of the finished righteousness, his work finished on the cross, his blood shed. The redemption was in the ark, in a sense. The ark is the Lord Jesus Christ. The church today is considered an ark. Okay, we're in the body of Christ. The church is a type of ark, and Christ is the head. Arrived on Mount Ararat. Arrived on Mount Ararat in resurrection. Okay, this speaks of a new day, a new beginning, resurrection. Then the dove, the Holy Ghost, okay, speaking, the dove that Noah released is like the Holy Ghost, goes out into all the world and comes back with an olive twig in his beak, the leaf of life. The olive twig or the olive branch, the leaf, it speaks of the leaf of life. The fig leaf, on the other hand, the first tree mentioned in the Bible in Genesis 3:7, failed to hide humanity's shame. Okay, what did Adam and Eve do once they ate of that forbidden fruit? They knew they were naked and they hid themselves and covered themselves with a fig leaf. Okay, and that didn't satisfy. That failed. God covered them with lamb's wool, the skin of a lamb, and offered the first sacrifice. So the fig leaf, on the other hand, the first tree named in the Bible, failed to hide humanity's shame. The olive leaf, the second tree named in the Bible, told of spent wrath and a new world. The olive is particularly the tree of the Holy Land. Kim and I were there. We brought back gifts back. We have things in our house made of olive wood. It's beautiful. And I have a Bible, small Bible with the outer coverings of it made of olive wood. I think the same Bible I have praying hands made of olive wood that you sit the Bible in. It's sort of like a decorative kind of arrangement. I think Kim has a little jewelry box made of olive wood, but it's in abundance in the Holy Land. So the olive is particularly the tree of the Holy Land, where it exceeds all other in number. The dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated. What does that mean, the waters were abated? It means God's wrath subsided. Thank you. God's wrath subsided from off the earth. The day is coming when all the world shall be filled with olive wood, speaking humanity, soaked with fatness, the life and grace and riches of the indwelling Spirit of God. This goes back to a prophecy that Peter quoted from the book of Joel. Peter lifted up his voice and said unto them, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Well, at the day of Pentecost, what took place? There was a pouring out of the Holy Spirit. It's a partial fulfillment. That's why Peter quoted it on the day of Pentecost. It's a partial fulfillment of the Holy Spirit being poured out on the men, on humanity. But the full implication of that prophecy is still future in the millennial kingdom, when the Spirit of God will be upon the face of the earth. And you want to talk about liberty, perfect liberty, not liberty to do whatever sinful act you want to do, but liberty as God ordains liberty will be practiced in the millennial kingdom to come. And so that will be a glorious day, that the Spirit of God. And so the olive leaf, and we learn that, we use that term, that's it's a symbolic peace term. It comes from the old scriptures. We see here in this next bullet point, the olive branch is an ancient symbol meaning, let us make peace, and the willingness to bring conflict to a conclusion. We use that expression today. If you extend an olive branch, let's extend an olive branch to North Korea. What are we saying? Let's make peace. Okay? Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, over there. Rocket Man. Let's make peace. You extend an olive branch. Therefore, means that you want to make peace with someone after an argument, fight, or disagreement. Hence, derived from the story of Noah and the flood. The dove brought the olive branch, symbolic of God says, my wrath has been satisfied, my wrath has subsided. Noah, let me extend my peaceful arm to you. And the storm, the waters, the flood waters gradually abated. They subsided. They drained off the continents. And he was able to come out of the ark. And so that dove is symbolic of peace and symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Another symbol of the Holy Spirit is oil, anointing oil. It's a metaphor for the Holy Spirit. When David was anointed to be the next king of Israel because of Saul's failure and his position stripped from him by the Lord, Samuel took a horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So oil, anointing oil, is a picture of the Holy Spirit. You can use oil, but the it's just a symbol of the Holy Spirit falling upon David in this particular case. And it was the Holy Spirit, it was God that chose David. Samuel couldn't just put the oil on anybody. God told him who to put it on. Jesse, the father of David, had a whole string of sons that were strapping big guys, military guys. They were muscular. They were strong. They were a mighty army of boys. And you want to talk to my son who's out there, my youngest son out there in the who are herding the sheep, that little kid? You're going to anoint him as king? You remember that? You remember that whole story? That Jesse lined up all his boys and David was out in the field. He didn't even bother bringing in Jesse. Jesse's not the one who God's calling to be king. Now, I mean, David's not the one God's calling to be king. He's out there, that little rut. No, you want my big, strapping, mature boys over here who are, you know, just fighting machines. You know, they'll make a great king. And Samuel looked at each one of them, and God said, no, not that one. No, not that one. Nope, nope, nope. Well, is this all your boys right here, standing right here? And Samuel and Jesse goes, no, I got David out there in the field. Well, bring him in. And God says, that's the one you're going to anoint. And the Holy Spirit. So the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. And we learned in Exodus chapter 30, there's a special formulation for the anointing oil, that it was forbidden to be used for any other purpose than for anointing, a special compound of ointments that came together. You have olive oil alone was used for the temple lamps. This is where we get into our story of the virgins, the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish, the 5 wise. It goes all the way back here to Exodus chapter 27. There was a lamp that had to be filled with olive oil, pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. In Exodus 27:2, it was designed to portray the deathless life kindled once and for all in us by the Spirit of God. So there was a lamp in the temple that had to be provided with olive oil. And it was to be pure. And the lamp was to always be burning. Who's the temple today? You are. Every one of you, believers in Christ in this room, you're the believers are the temple. And indwells the Holy Spirit within you. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. And so the oil speaks of that light, that Holy Spirit power in your life. And that's why Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount that we are to be a light, not hid under a bushel. We're to be on top of a mountain, shining our light. What good is a lighthouse that is below sea level, right? No ships can see it. What do? They put the lighthouse on the top of the highest mountain in the vicinity of the rocky area that they're trying to warn the ships of. I sailed when I was in... had a Hobie Cat, one of those catamaran boats for years in New Jersey in what they called Atlantic Highlands. Okay? It's called Atlantic Highlands. It is the highest point on the Atlantic coast from New Jersey down to Florida. It's the highest point. And guess what's up there? A lighthouse. A lighthouse, big lighthouse, 2 big lighthouses. Actually, it was 2 towers with lights warning ships of the sandy shoals off of New Jersey. They had it strategically positioned. So you want to place it high. So you were to be a lamp. Spikenard, or oil, is the perfume that fills all the house with its odor. Do you remember that story? When Mary Magdalene opened the box of spikenard and poured it on Jesus, and the disciples murmured and said, we could have sold that for money, and she was anointing Jesus before his funeral, before they understood that he was to die, he was to be crucified. The oil, it is the balm for all wounds, bruises, and broken hearts. The balm of Gilead. It was to heal that leprous soul. The oil was to heal. Remember, we are leprous. Before you're saved, you're a leper. In God's eyes, we are full of putrefying sores and open wounds and pusses and bleeding. In God's eyes, we are sinners. That's what a sinner is like a leper. It is the unction for prophet, priest, and king, the Holy Spirit for service. That's talking like David was anointed with that oil. It is the reservoir stored in all besieged cities. which is the omnipotent grace of God in the exhausted and fatigued life of the child of God.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.